in the seventh day to learn the Torah. It was yesterday, and we discussed quite in depth the story of Ein Sof in making the Vaday. What's Pshat? Is it Pshat it can't detract from the Vaday at all? Or Pshat that it can't make it as a nothing, but you're left as a Sofik? That was yesterday's share. For those who want to do Chazara on it, it's advisable to do Chazara, and the share is online. You can download it and do Chazara over it, on it. So, back to the Gemara now. We're now at a new stage in the Gemara. We're at the parenthesis, at the brackets, and the testament base, Umi. The Gemara is now going back on right at the beginning of the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara said, Umi is going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Mishnah said, Ein choysin the chomit, mi bayit the bayit, mokim the mokim, vim kim, mechot el achot, here, in the zobat. Now, the Gemara is now questioning that line, the ein choysin. Do we say ein choysin? Do we say in Chesheshin, Shema Ger Chuda, is that what we really say, that we're not Chesheshin? V'oktan Yisefa, it says in that next Mishnah on the Yudam is based. Next Mishnah on the Yudam is based. And if you're the man banish you should a hidden way, hidden place, shall I sort the dika, she shouldn't after all, she shouldn't need to do another dika afterwards. The mission, if you have a look in the views on the base, let's all turn over to the views on the base. The mission says like this. If you don't, you see the mission of the views on the base towards the end of the Ahmed. If you don't man, but you know your dalid, you check on the night of the 14th, and you check Ubi Dalid Shachis, you check again on the 14th day. And you check again when you burn the chametz. The chametz say, the chametz even, loy bodak, are you dalid? If you didn't check the night of the 14th, you'd be a dalid. Then you should check on the day of the 14th. Loy bodak, be a dalid. If you didn't check in the morning of the 14th, then you'd be the say chametz. You should check during chalamayit. Okay, that's what the Gemara said. Loy bodak say chametz. If you didn't check during Cholamayid, you'd be like, Achamayid, what's left over? Yenichen or Bitsina, you should leave Bitsina, you should place it in a hidden place. Why? Kidei Shiloyehe, sorry, so you shouldn't need to do another Bdika afterwards. Why should you have to do Bdika afterwards? Why should you do Bdika afterwards? The answer is, you know why? Because it's possible that a chulda will come and take chametz from this box and take it somewhere else. So if I don't place the chametz in a secure location, even though we are chashish for it. So that's the castle of the Gemara. How can the Mishnah tell me, ain't Chesheshim, we're not Chesheshim? You see in the next Mishnah that we are
Chesheshim.
Well, what are the reasons for this? Yeah, you shouldn't need to do Bdika. So Yossi is asking, are we sure that's the Pshat in the next Mishnah? Well, tell me another Pshat in the Mishnah. Why should you have to do Bdika after you've got some dormant chametz? Chametz doesn't move, right? So it's sitting in a place. So why'd have to place it in a hidden location, in a place high up, so that the things can't get to it? So put it down on the table, or on the floor, and come tomorrow and burn it. What's the chash? Or come in an hour or two and burn it. Why do we have to be worried about something taking it? Right, that's the question. So the Gemara.
Yeah,
So a child is like a cholder, Satan. He also said, maybe it's not a cholder, it's a child. The same thing. So you're telling me, even though I don't know a child took from it, I have to be chayshus, a child took from it. Even though I don't know a cholder took from it, I have to be chayshus, a cholder took from it. Don't have to mean if it's a child or a cholder. If you're doing b'dikas chametz, and it says in the previous Mishnah, in Daf Tes Amud Aleph, you're doing b'dikas chametz, you don't need to be chayshus, that perhaps chametz came from place to place. You don't need to be chayshus for it, right? Why not? Why should you be chayshus? Chametz doesn't move from place to place. Maybe a kid took it, maybe a cholder took it. Things move from place to place. And it says you don't need to be chayshus for it. You don't need to be chayshus for it. And yet the next mission says that after doing b'dikas chametz, make sure where you put your chametz carefully, high up, hidden away, so that nothing should take it. So it's a steer.
That's not necessarily true,
because once when
you
bring chametz from outside, then you have that
Ein Sof problem.
Here,
we don't have an Ein Sof problem. You have the
chametz
in your house, and then all you see is
Ein Sof. Now Yisrael problem. Fantastic. Says Yisrael raises the point that we need to think about. But the Gemara is kasha, very good Yisrael. Kol hakavod. Even in Sheva Brachos, it says fully with it. Kol hakavod. We're learning here in the Mishnah. The two Mishnahs says the Gemara is a steer. It's not there, chod, and that's here, some of that we see. That you're not chayshus for a cholder. Inside base, when you've done b'dikas chametz, oh, you better look after your chayetz. Because we are chayshus for a cholder. So it's a steer. Says, Yeshua, I don't understand the steer b'chlam. Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says why you're not chayshus for it. Because ain't the dollar safe. Ain't the dollar safe. So what do you want to do? Emanasot. You can't keep on doing b'dikas chametz. But definitely when you've got chametz, you should put it in a special case. So you shouldn't be chayshus for chol that's coming from place to place. Take it away. What's in steer? I'm talking about how to define how to do b'dikas chametz. You know how to do b'dikas chametz? Do b'dikas chametz like a normal guy without OCD. That's what you should do. Maybe a chol that will take it from place to place. And malasot. Ain't it over safe. Because there's been another trek, the whole of Pesach. So maybe it's okay. But if you've got chametz in your hand, what, just leave it lying around and say it doesn't matter about chol? No, you just want to look after it. Yesh is over safe with that, you look after it. That's the kasha that Rabbi Shua Levinson asked. And Matim came to ask such a question. Taisus asked the kasha. Taisus the Vemassel, Veloy Chashin and Lucholda. It's again slightly different to Vemassel to what we have in the Gemara. Veloy Chashin and Lucholda. Our Gemara is But it's the same line. Yeah. It says Taisus, very important Taisus. This Taisus, the Mashal made an off-terrorist problem to understand the beginning of the Sugya. But this Taisus is an important Taisus, and in Yetz Hashem, after we've got to the two thoughts, we hope in Yetz Hashem to do the whole Sugya again together, learning it through again, And now that we've seen the whole sugya together, it'll make a big difference, a very big difference. So it says Taisus, an amazing thing this says. Ha loy parich, the Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara is not asking, the nechesh lechulda afilu mevayt zabayt. The Gemara never meant to ask, that maybe we should be chayshus, we should be chayshus lechulda going from house to house. Dim kein ein adav asif. Because then, as the Mishnah said in Laftez on Aleph, ein adav asif. So, there's no concern here about a chuldah taking a chomet from one house to another house. We were never asking, oh, you see that you have to look after your chomet, so therefore you should also be concerned about a chuldah coming from house to house. No. In the double safe. What was the kasha? The kasha was, right, one second. Dimke in the double safe. The efsha shall yiv doik echot keid mechaveya. It's impossible to time it, synchronize it, everyone do b'dikas chomet. Exactly the same moment. Impossible. So Bala Mibayis advice is nothing to be concerned about because ain't above it. So what is the chash? What is the question? The actually is echad kleid mechaveiri. It's impossible that everyone should check together the ikonomechus shema via chuldom in bayis shein baduk. The ikonomechus, we have to be concerned, Shema, perhaps, via Chulda, this Chulda brought Chomet, Mibayis, Shein, Boduk, Le Boduk. that maybe we should be concerned that the chulah brought from one house to another. The Gemara never asked such a kasha. No, rather we know, ain't a double safe. The Mishnah said, ain't a double safe. Rather, it says, Ela mi mokoim le mokoim parich. The Gemara's kasha was on the two words of the Mishnah, on Abtes on Dalet. If you remember, it says, Ein Cheshin Shema. What's the last on the Mishnah? Mi bayis le bayis, mi mokoim le mokoim, tim kei mechotze le chotze mehele ein le double safe. Says the Tesis. Says the Tesis. Mi bayis le bayis, we know ein le double safe. Like the Gemara says, if so, you say, if you be chesh mi bayis le bayis, we'll have to be chesh mehele ein. Ein le double safe.
Says mi
bayis le bayis. And it says, ain't it of a right, very good, very good. So the Gemara says, don't be chayshes mi bayis le bayis. The Mishnah says, you don't be chayshes mi bayis le bayis. You don't need to be chayshes mi makim le makim. And you don't need to be chayshes mi e le e o mechot el achot the Mishnah. You miss that the Mishnah. Mi bayis le bayis, because ain't it of a safe. Mi chotze lechotze, ein edove seif. Mi ir in ir, ein edove seif. Abo mi mokim le mokim, yes edove seif. You could easily place guards in the one house and check all at one time and make sure no chometz goes from place to place. You could easily do that. You could do that, you could check. And yet, the mitzvah is place. We're asking for mokim le mitzvah. Why do you need to be chayshus mokim and mokim? You see, by when you leave over chametz, you need to check. You need to be careful about chulin. So why do you need to be chayshus mokim and mokim? That means the way Tosfos here is teaching us, and Rashi speaks this out from the Tosfos on that, that we have to learn the Mishnah very interestingly way. Interesting way. The Mishnah tells me you don't need to be chayshus mokim. In the svar, the other one, since you didn't place the place, you don't need to be a chayshus for it. You don't need to be a chayshus for chulis. Why? Not because ain't the double safe. Why is it ain't the double safe? Go and do it carefully. Get five people. Check the house at one time. You should obviously check the house at one time, and before you leave the room, make sure the other person has finished his checking. And we've got rid of all the comments. So, Avadi, you could care for it. So why don't you need to be chayshus for it? Because you don't need to be chayshus for chulda. You don't need to be chayshus for chulda. So what does Gemara mean? From michot to lechot and meir to ear. You don't need to be chayshus because ain't the davar safe. If already I know you don't need to be chayshus for chulda, then of course I don't need to be chayshus for ear to ear and mi bayis to bayis. But I think it comes to stop ain't the davar safe. Can it be asked? You hear the question? Why do you need to be chayshus for makin and makin? You're on mute, Biak. Why do you need to be chayshus for makin and makin?
The Mishnah says Einad also applies to all of them, whereas it's not logical that it should, because you can quite clearly check, and it's not the door safe, because you can be checking what's going on in your own house, and then the alternative is to say that the reason for Mokom the Mokom is not in the Sof, but the reason is that we don't have any concerns about Achulda generally, which seems strange.
Excellent. We always answer Mamish very clearly. Yeah, very clearly. So very thin freeze. And that is speaking out that reason why we're not the question then. Reason why we're not because Zoom needs to be upgraded. Good thing it also frozen. Mike, good. Well, Hashem. So I don't think he has anything. I think it's the time, Hashem. Gerben, can you hear one thing?
I hear, then you go off. I hear, then you go off. It's impossible.
He was breaking up, unfortunately.
I think we should think of maybe moving back to your house.
No. Maybe. You know, I'll be back. Okay. 1 second. Maybe that will be clearer. That'd be a good idea on this. That'd be a good idea, actually. Speak. That's on me. You should have that. Okay. 1 second. 1 second. I'm almost there. No, then I want to hear them. Okay. How about that?
Can you hear now?
You can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Fine. So where are we holding? We hold like this. The Gemara, no, where are we?
Gemara is not going to work either. It's a terrible idea. It's not going to work either.
No, I can't do it like this. Can you hear me, rabbis?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, let's try like that. Okay. Oh, so we're answering, we left the questions. The Mishnah says, why? Not because of in the double safe, because the Igish is double safe. The reason why you're not chayshes is simply because chuldos don't, we don't have to worry. If you don't see a chuldos taking comments, you don't need to worry that chuldos took comments. Why should you? If you don't see it, why should you be chayshes for it? So what? But you don't see he took your comments. You didn't see he took comments. Why should I be chayshes? I had the cheskes, I checked that room. Chazok, I checked that room. I don't even chayshes. So what? But that room I checked, had the chazok, it was checked. You don't need to be gracious. Why should you? That's the question of the Gemara. Very good. That's the question of the Gemara. So, right. So 1 second. That's going to be maybe an answer. But the Gemara is saying the Mishnah is saying in the Mishnah of Teir Samadali is saying you do not need to be gracious. That you don't need to be gracious
that a chulda took chametz from one room to another room. Why not? Must be because some svara. As much as you check the room, it's going to cheskes bodeg. You don't need to be choishes that chulda brought chametz from place to place. If that's true, then why did we need to come on to ended of a safe at all in the Mishnah? Why in the Mishnah does the Mishnah have to say ended of a safe chlam? Why do you need ended of a safe? Right? Why do you need ended of a safe? That's the kasha.
The Mishnah is when
that.
The Mishnah.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, that's the kasha that Shemotcha, you were saying something?
No, but isn't the Mishnah speaking where you didn't see a chulda? And then the next Mishnah is telling.
The first Mishnah is not talking about when you saw Cholda. It says, Ein Chesh, you don't need to be Chesh from Cholda.
Right. You don't need to be Chesh from Cholda that you don't know about.
Right, you don't need to be Chesh from Cholda. So why did the Mishnah carry on? And then why do you need to be Chesh from Makar Amalki? And why do you need to be Chesh for that? Because you don't need to be Chesh. So why me here, me bais, me bais, you need to be chayshish? Why? They also say because you don't need to be chayshish. As much as you check the house, you don't need to be chayshish. The chametz came from the next door into this house. You don't need to be chayshish for it. So why here did you? That's the question which we've got here. So the answer is, says the Marshal. You know what the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that me bais, me bais, you don't need to be chayshish because ain't a double safe, is even if you saw the cholder holding chametz in his mouth, you'd only be chayshish that he brought it into this house. I saw a cholder with chametz in the mouth. You don't need to be chayshish came into the house because ain't it obviously.
Where did you see the cholder?
I saw walking around in the street.
Okay.
You don't need to be chayshish that came into the house. Ain't it obviously. You don't need to be chayshish. But you mock him and mock him. Yeah, the agent obviously. So why do you need to be chayshish? We mock him and mock him. That's only if you didn't see chametz, you didn't see a cholda eating chametz, taking chametz. If you didn't see it, then you don't need to be chayshish because you didn't see it. Simply because you didn't see it, you don't need to be chayshish because you didn't see it. So again, okay, one thing. You'll understand everything in about half a minute. So let's understand the Mishnah again. Taftes Amud Aleph says that if you've got chametz, If you've got chametz and you're doing bedikas chametz in your house, you do not need to be chayshish ni mokim le mokim. You don't need to be chayshish perhaps the chulda brought chametz from one place to the other place. Why? Because he didn't see it. You didn't see any chulda with chametz in his mouth. So you don't need to be chayshish went ni mokim le mokim. You don't need to be chayshish with something that you didn't see. You did a bedika, you don't need to be chayshish. You should know, says the Mishnah, you don't need to be chayshish even with bites and bites, even if you did see it. You don't need to be chayshish. Even if you saw a cholder with food in his mouth, you don't need to be chayshish. That's because it ain't a double thing. Now, mimokim and mokim, if you saw he's got chametz, that's the whole command of Tesamadadav. It's a hachazin on the shock. If you saw he's got chametz, of course he's got to be chayshish. But you don't need to be chayshish. You do not need to be chayshish that perhaps the cholder brought in that chametz. I know he has. Because ain't a double thing.
So both cases, then with the
bite and the putzer and
here, that's
also
when you actually talk.
Even if you saw.
If it's in your house.
So the Mishnah is telling us about Tesla and Aleph. That if you've got a house, which you could easily check altogether, you don't need to. As long as you don't know that the Chulda took Chomet away, as long as you don't know the Chulda was involved in that Chomet, you don't need to be Chesh. Trade the Gemara Kasha on the Testament base. If you look in the Yudom at base, you see that after doing Bigas Chomet, you do need to check. You need to make sure that Chomet will stay good. Why? Because you have to worry about a Chulda. Why? I didn't see anything. Why should I have to worry? I didn't see anything. In Daf Tesamud Aleph we saw you don't need to worry because you didn't see anything. Shouldn't the view of the base also you shouldn't worry because you shouldn't say anything. Are you going to say the test on Aleph was because Ein Adav is safe? Not true. You mock him and mock him not because of Ein Adav is safe. You mock him and mock him, you don't need to be chayshish because you don't need to be chayshish. You didn't see, you don't see. You don't worry. So why end up Yudom at base do we have to worry about it? Why end up Yudom at base do we have to worry that perhaps the Chulda will take the Chomet that's left over from Digus Chomet and you'll have to start looking again? That's to be chayshish. Yeah, I'll see you.
But don't you only have to be... Don't you have to be cautious if you look where you put it and it's not there?
Okay, that's going to be one of those...
Oh.
Yeah? Okay. But you don't need to worry about it, so why should you need to take precautionary measure? If it's something which you don't need to worry, then there's something which you don't need to worry about. So no need for precautionary measure. Why do you need to worry? If you need to worry, then make sure... So when you do the Digger's comments, you should make sure that everyone's in a different room and checking at the same time to make sure that the Chulda won't take comments from place to place. And you don't need to do that. You know, you could do it, because you see, you don't need to worry. So why, once I've got the comments and I keep it in a box, all of a sudden I do need to worry? What's the difference? What's the difference? That's the castle of the Gemara. I'll be Tatis. Right? Then let's finish off Tatis. Hello, three lines up at the end of Tatis, on the second Tatis on Testament Me. Hello, me mocking and a mocking parach. The high no, the high se bayis. Atma, in the same house, keloima. The loicha shino on the chuldo, the high se bayis. Atma, we're not concerned about chuldo in that same house. We're not concerned about chuldo in that house. Why? Because we're not concerned. So you say, why in the view of it be so we concerned about it? That's the cast of the Gemara. Right, Mel, do you have the cast of the Gemara?
Yeah.
You can hear it? Yeah, it's clear, you can hear it? Good, let's hope you can. Okay, Yossi's still unclear with it. Want me to go over it? Want me to go over it?
It seems like that's good at telling you how to prevent problems.
I don't know. Try. There it goes.
It sounds like Dr. Good is just telling you the Kakuma how to prevent this issue.
No.
Again?
It sounds like Dr. Good is giving you like good advice to prevent the problem, as opposed to what we're talking about is do you have to worry after
he's back.
No, but the question is on Daf Tes and Adalef is also before the fact. On Daf Tes and Adalef, we're talking about how to do B'dikas Chometz. And we're telling you, when you do B'dikas Chometz, you don't need to have five people queuing up. You don't need to have five people queuing up in one room, each one doing it in a different room. You don't need that. You don't, the Chatzchila don't need to do that. You follow Mordechai?
Right, but if we're saying that you saw a Chulda with Chomet, we're saying you saw a Chulda with Chomet.
I give up on technology. Mordechai, try again. Mordechai, try again. Mordechai?
Can you hear Mordechai?
Try again. Mordechai, what are you saying?
Now I
can. Mordechai, what were you saying?
We're saying the Mishnah in the beginning of... I thought we're saying the Mishnah on Tes Amud Aleph is even if you saw a Chulda with Chametz in the street, we don't worry. So, it... As opposed to Daf Yud is telling us not to create a situation that might cause us to see a hold in the house.
No, so we're saying like this. On Daf Tes, there's two things said. On Daf Tes, number one is said that you don't need to worry about chomets that you don't know about being taken from place to place within the house. And number two is you don't need to worry about proper chometz being taken from outside. You don't need to worry about vaday chometz from outside your house into your house. Those are two halachas mentioned in the Mishnah. But mimachim lemachim is talking about chometz you don't know about, and you don't need to worry about it. That means when you start off doing bdikas chometz, although you could easily arrange that you do bdika altogether in one place in your house at one time, and therefore it's not possible for Chulda to bring chometz from place to place, you don't need to worry about it. You don't need to worry about it. If so, the question is, on that test, you're not at base, why did you have to worry about it then? So, that's the Kasha of the Gemara. That was the Kasha of the Gemara. He asked you, what were you unhappy about? Something you weren't happy with. Oh, very good, yeah. Right. So Yossi's got a problem, which is with the meta problem. And the Mashal is Mechia from Tesis, that is, but it's the meta problem. Yossi's got a problem, that the Mishnah is very, we're reading it strange. We're saying one part of the Mishnah is referring to one case, and another part of the Mishnah is talking about another case. Ain't the Dovah Soif, that's referring to Chometz that you know about. And Mokim Ramokim is a plan that you don't know about, but you don't have to worry about. Right? That's the cliche, the cliche in the Mishnah. Yeah. According to how Satan is learning. You have a horror. You think Satan learns about that in the Gemara. And the Chayyim is Mukha from the Gemara. So the Gemara is asking a question from the Pyut and Dabtez. And what they're asking? Then Dabtez, you see, we have to worry about the Chulda. Dabtez, we say you don't. What's the question? Dabtez told him that because they're in the double safe. And the view is talking about a case where you can protect yourself. There it is, 1 second. There it is. There's up there also wasn't because of Ainid Dollar Safe. That's what they don't speak out. Up there also wasn't because of Ainid Dollar Safe. What are you talking about? The Mishnah said Ainid Dollar Safe. There it is. There's two things in that Mishnah. There's one case of the Mishnah Mamakin and Makarin where Yesha Dollar Safe. And the reason why you're not Chayshish is because Ain Chayshish in for it. You're not Chayshish. And the rest of it, I mean, bias and bias, you want to know why not bias and bias? Because the imkain also, Michot and Ochotze.
It's coming bias and bias,
It will work. Because everyone's got their own lifestyle. Everyone's got their own... The law is not possible. You can't get a whole street. Even the whole people from one building, all neighbors, you try it, okay? You have homework. All neighbors come out and we spend half an hour of our own time together, starting and finishing the biggest summit. All at one time. I wish you luck.
You
have 100% right and not like that. Okay, Yossi says go, right? Everyone doubles minister together. I hate to break it to you. Not everyone doubles minister together. I hate to break it. Where do Stiebels come from? The Lossia. Even of the one building, they're not doubling minister together.
You think so?
The grass is on my. Yeah. How many people come on time then? How many people leave early then? How many people come on the minute? It happens to be that by then they've got nothing else to do, so okay, we're going to stop them then. So, okay, you're arguing on that. Okay, fine.
How can we make it fit into the Mishnah? Including the middle section for words that after my time.
Right.
Oh, welcome.
I'm being attacked on all sides. Rabbis, let's take a break once a time out, as they say, yeah? But the Mishnah says the in came. Right? Meaning, that don't you have to worry about this, because if you would have to worry about this, you'd have to worry about chatzar chatzar. So it must be something before the in came is because of the inad of a seif. So mokim and mokim is not inad of a seif. So it must be bais and bais, it's inad of a seif. He says you don't have to worry about bais and bais, because if you would be worried, then you'd have to worry also about the...
So, why is that so? We have two scenarios, and that's the
bias
one scenario.
Right.
One scenario, and one
of them. Jim Kane is going back on.
That makes sense.
Right. Okay. Good.
That's fine.
Okay. Very good. All right. So mainly that's where we're holding at the moment. So that's the Gemara's kasha. We never even got to the Gemara's answer. That was the Gemara's kasha. What should we do about the technology? This is getting a bit difficult. Does anyone have connections with Zoom?
I don't think it's Zoom. I think it's your cell signal.
So what should we do about that? Because it's on full marks here.
Is there any way to get a Wi-Fi signal?
Wi-Fi booster or router, then that would...
A Wi-Fi instead of a 3G?
I don't know. We've got this router here that's full gauge. 3G. Full signal. Maybe...
Or maybe just get a booster.
A booster.
Are you using a Wi-Fi or are you using your phone signal?
We use a booster on our Wi-Fi that you just plug in and it enhances the signal.
A booster on a Wi-Fi? Have I heard this again?
Yes. Yeah,
it basically relays the signal from your phone to that, and then from that it's like a repeater. It goes to the other Wi-Fi. So that way, instead of it having to be a very long connection, it's a shorter connection. Kind of like an Arab Tachillin. You use that, you get 2,000 more Amos to go to the router.
Well, look, I have no idea about things yet.
Carry the signal from bias to bias.
Sorry, say again, Yaakov?
Get a chulda to carry the signal from bias to bias.
Right, that's exactly what we need. We need a chulda to take the signal from bias to bias.
If anyone knows where to get the booster, I'll happily contribute towards it.
Sorry, what are you saying, Mr. Paris?
Eric Pateras.
If anyone knows where to get one of these boosters, I'll happily contribute.
Yeah, they have it. I don't know if they're open now, but the store above Best Market, there's like a little cell phone store across from a dry cleaner. They sell it there.
Maybe to be plugged in at the time.
Yeah, they plug in,
it's
like a wall outlet.
That's good. Okay. Oops, I've just been cut off completely. They're saying that booster. I'm covering the Best Market as a shop.
Here, I'll show you a picture of one.
Huh? Okay, Yossi's going to ask them. Yossi's going to ask them. Okay, that's love, everyone.
Thanks, Yossi.
You will. Should we do anything particular for tomorrow? Okay. Oh. I don't think he's there anymore. Cool. Come to everybody, see some of these guys. You will, Moshe.
Be well,
okay. Honey, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Okay, look after yourselves, guys.
Thank you. God bless.